you've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, yeah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Celebrating Miss Clara Ward and the Clara Ward Singers here on A Bowl of Soul. And this is Professor T. Love just bringing you the Sisters of Soul. This would be the last segment for the month of March, because you know March is Women's History Month. And celebrating here on A Bowl of Soul, we're celebrating Miss Clara Ward, who was born April 21st, 1924, and she died January 16th, 1973. And she was an American gospel artist who achieved great artistic and commercial success in the 1940s and the 1950s as the leader of the famous Ward Singers. And coming up next, some new music from Miss Sarah Thibault, who hails from the United Kingdom, talking about Steal My Joy. You're not going to let anyone steal your joy. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This train is
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
away, and I am running late. Do you know what it feels like when you find somewhere to go? Had a yes and now it's a no. Can't let this get to you. So nothing is your joy. Won't let nothing break. You gotta tell yourself. Choose to be in control. From sunrise until sunrise. In front of you, and I know what it feels like to be misused and mistreated. I'm the less alive above it. I won't let nothing steal my joy. Won't let nothing steal my joy. Won't let nothing break me down. I choose to be in joy from sunrise until sundown. Let nothing steal my joy. Won't let nothing break. It rains on the parade. When life gives you lemons, you can make lemonade. If you look on the bright side, get the worry out of your mind. Leave the negatives behind. Everything will be just fine. Won't let nothing steal my joy. Won't let nothing break you down. It's gonna be just alright.
From November 2015, a fresh new voice on the British gospel horizon, Miss Sarah Tebow, talking about "You're Not Gonna Steal My Joy," and this was from 2015. And you know, Sarah Tebow, her inspiration in terms of musically of gospel music, her inspiration was Kim Burrell, and where musical versatility is concerned, and Fred Hammond, where she learned songwriting in terms of developing her songwriting. Her ideal songwriter is Fred Hammond, and definitely this is off of first single off her debut album that was released in the winter, Steal My Joy, and it came out November 2015. And make sure you support Miss Sarah Tebow. Definitely Steal My Joy. Definitely you want to take that to another level. You want to go to her website, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Tebow, Tebow.co.uk. Make sure you go to her website. She's a soulful, spiritual songstress, and celebrating Miss Sarah Tebow here on A Bowl of Soul for Women's History Month. And we're going to give you some more inspiration from the legendary Miss Mary J. Blige, talking about it's going to be a beautiful day, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Tired of living like my days are bad. When I open up my eyes, I'm glad. And I can't complain about yesterday, cause today's a brand new day. Comb my hair and throw some like it wrong. Jump in my ride because it's on. And I'm gone, I'm gone.
I woke up this morning,
I woke up,
my eyes and pray, Lord, cause it's a beautiful day,
Lord.
Cause it's no matter what nobody say,
no matter what nobody say.
don't get no better than this. Mother Nature's giving us a kiss. There's more room glad I didn't miss. Let's take advantage of days like this. And when the nighttime does finally hit, there'll be no reason for guns. It'll be fun, 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 fun.
I woke up this morning.
I woke up this morning. Open my eyes. It's a beautiful day. No matter what they say.
Even though it's cloudy, I can see the sun.
Even though it's cloudy, I can see the sun rays. Oh, it's a beautiful day. No matter.
Of the fifth studio album by Miss Mary J. Blige, A Beautiful Day came off of the No More Drama album, which was released on August 28, 2001. This album was certified 3x platinum, sold over 3,200,000 copies in the United States to date, and it was critically acclaimed. And the album has received positive to favorable reviews, debuting at number 2 on the U.S. Billboard 200 and opening at number 1 on the top R&B hip-hop albums chart, in which it sold 324,000 copies in its first weekend. The album received 2 Grammy nominations for Best R&B Album and Best Female R&B Vocal for Family Affair at the 44th Grammy Awards, and this album was produced by numerous people: Dr. Dre, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, The Neptunes, Ron Lawrence, you name it. Many people was on this album. And this is A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the Super Sisters of Soul. And you can catch me here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Definitely catch up with me here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. Coming up next, going to give you some chess soul, just chess blues soul from Miss Denise LaSalle. You know, Denise LaSalle was singing for Chess Records in the mid-60s. And, of course, you know Denise LaSalle from, you know, Get Off of My Tutu. But even before that, Trapped in This Thing Called Love. And I remember seeing Denise LaSalle at the Apollo Theater when I was a kid. And she was on the same lineup as Stevie Wonder and Gladys Knight and the Pips in 1971. Coming here on A Bowl of Soul, A Love Reputation. Here from Miss Denise LaSalle here on A Bowl of Soul. Northern Soul from Miss Denise LaSalle, talking about a love reputation. And coming up next, got another soulful gem from Miss Barbara Lewis. Hello, Stranger Lewis. Talking about thankful for what I've got. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I'm thankful for what I've got. Don't pay no mind to what I almost had. I'm thankful for what I've got. She's got herself a real life better. She's got herself a real life better. No troubles, baby, and I'm a long way from being insane. I ain't got no money either, but that's something that don't really matter. I'm thankful for what I've got. Don't pay no mind to what I almost had. I'm thankful for what I've got. I got myself a real life. There's not enough hours in one day to sit and watch all my dreams come true. Every day is a sunshine day. I cry because I'm happy, not because I'm blue. And that is something I can surely be proud of.
She's got herself a real life fella.
Now I've found, while I've grown, what I really
From 1968 on the Atlantic record label, Miss Barbara Lewis talking about be thankful for what I've got. And now you need to know about how Miss Nina Simone will sing to you about I Shall Be Released. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here. They say every man must fall. So I swear I see my reflection somewhere inside these walls. To blame. All day long I hear him hollering so loud, just crying out that he's not to blame. Day now.
Wow, check out that soulful, soulful selection from Miss Eunice Kathleen Wayman, also known as Nina Simone. She was born February 21st, 1933, and she passed away on April 21st, 2003. She would have been 83 years old, and she was an American singer, songwriter, pianist, arranger, and civil rights activist who worked in a broad range of musical styles, from classical music to jazz to blues to folk to R&B, gospel, and pop. And, you know, she was born in North Carolina, and she was the sixth child of a preacher, and she was born in Tryon, North Carolina. And, you know, she left a very, very strong legacy. And the breadth and the depth of Nina Simone is still numerous. And we have yet to begin to explore her life. And I read a book about Nina Simone, and it was a very good book. And it talked about her life and how she was actually going to make a correction. And she was born in South Carolina, but she was raised in Tryon, North Carolina. And her life is a testimony, actually, of what she went through and how to become who she became. And she died in France, but she was very much at the core a civil rights activist, and I saw a clip that said that if she didn't play music, she'd be out there killing somebody, you know. But we celebrate Miss Nina Simone, not only for her brilliance as a musician, because she really was a great musician, you know, in fact, a genius, but we celebrate her here on A Bowl of Soul because of her civil rights activism from 1964 to 1974. And she really was critical in terms of the movement. And she began to record music. Basically, she was one of those people that wrote the soundtrack for the civil rights movement as well. So we celebrate Miss Nina Simone here on A Bowl of Soul. There is a movie that, you know, will be coming out, a film. And there were two documentaries in 2015. The first was directed by Liz Garbus, called What Happened, Miss Simone, and it was produced in cooperation with Nina Simone's estate and her daughter. And her daughter served as the film's executive producer. And it was nominated on January 14, 2016 for a 2016 Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature. And there's also another movie that will be made with Zoe Saldana, and there's a lot of controversy behind that, but yet and still, I'm sure the movie, which is called Nina, but it will be released for people to see. It was already released at the Cannes Film Festival, but it has not been seen by reviewers as of yet. So, but anyway, the On A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the Super Sisters of Soul, we celebrate Miss Nina Simone. And you need to know why. You need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
He has been here too. Distant cousin from down the line, brand of people who ain't my kind. Holy Moses, I have been removed.
You know what? That was written, and it was a gospel ballad written by Bernie Taupin, who was a songwriter with Elton John. And this song, which initially appeared on Elton John's 1970 album, it was a flop in the UK. In fact, the album that it appeared on was Bad Side of the Moon. And it was released in North America a few months later, but it met with more success in the United States, especially in Canada, where it peaked at number 34. But when Aretha Franklin sung this song, the song reached the top 40 in the following year of 1971. This is off of Aretha's album, which she won a Grammy Award for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance for the year, actually in 1972. And it was top 10 gold certified. And the song Holy Moses was on this album, which was recorded between August 1970 and February 1971 on the Atlantic record label. And in fact, this album called Young, Gifted, and Black, which was taken from the Nina Simone song To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. And this album, of which the border song Holy Moses came off of, Young, Gifted, and Black was named as the 76th greatest album of all time in 2003 on VH1. And this is a Bowl of Soul, just celebrating the Super Sisters of Soul. We just giving it to you. We giving you gospel, giving you jazz, we giving you R&B, we giving you the whole gamut here on a Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, the infamous, legendary jazz chanteuse, Miss Nancy Wilson, singing a stylistics song called You're As Right As Rain. And this is a Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Carey. And if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're as red as rain.
Here on the Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Miss Nancy Wilson, who was born in Chillicothe, Ohio in 1937. And you know, Nancy Wilson has toured with everyone from Nat King Cole to Sarah Vaughan to Ruth Brown and Laverne Baker. She had signed to Capitol Records and issued albums including 1959's Like and Love and Nancy Wilson with the Billy May Orchestra. And as you heard, this song, You're As Right As Rain, was produced by the late Gene Page, and this song was done in 1974. You know, Nancy Wilson is a versatile singer, and she can sing jazz, blues, gospel, because you hear it in her voice, and she can sing R&B, and she is still going strong to this day. We celebrate Miss Nancy Wilson here on A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to know more about the history of Miss Nancy Wilson, who was born February 20th, 1937, you can go to the website soulwalking.co.uk. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And another person that just recently celebrated a birthday, Miss Chaka Khan, who has turned 63 years old. You believe that? Well, you know, she's looking fabulous. She's still packing a punch. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to celebrate Miss Chaka Khan, one of our super sisters of soul, with her song, Everlasting Love, that she did with Rufus, here on A Bowl of Soul.
Your life with a satisfying love. All you need is an everlasting love. All you want is a satisfying
Their last studio album together, this album called Ask Rufus, was a platinum-selling album released on ABC Records in 1977, and this album was the second best-selling R&B album of 1977, and at the end of this album, they departed, they separated, Chaka Khan went her way, and the band went their way, but this album definitely was a smoker, and some of the songs on this album was the band's second album to top Billboard's R&B albums chart. It also reached number 14 on the pop charts. The album included the singles At Midnight, My Love Will Lift You Up, their third number one hit on the R&B singles chart, and also 37 on dance and 30 on pop. Hollywood, it was on the U.S. Billboard charts, ran to number 3 on the R&B charts, and it was on the pop charts at number 32. Everlasting Love, which you just heard, was number 17 on the U.S. R&B charts. And in 1978, the album earned the band their second Grammy Award nomination for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you can catch me, you can catch A Bowl of Soul by going into the archives, by going to abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. You can catch A Bowl of Soul also on soulsonicradio.net, where I am on a show called In the Mix. You can get 2 hours of nonstop soul there on soulsonicstreamradio.net. And then you can also catch A Bowl of Soul on TuneIn as well. You can catch A Bowl of Soul in iTunes, and definitely you can catch A Bowl of Soul on the Legend Radio Network, where the infamous DJ Heavy resides, and on his network, Legend Radio Network. And also, you can also catch me on Own Your Power Radio as well, where you can tune in and go to SoundCloud. Just go to SoundCloud, look for Own Your Power Radio, and look for A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we got some new soul music from Miss Rhonda Thomas. It's a remix talking about Oh Yeah. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Makes me feel.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Makes me feel. Makes me feel.
here on A Bowl of Soul, Miss Rhonda Thomas, who is a soul jazz singer, giving it up for you, singing, oh yeah, new music for 2016. And definitely check out Miss Rhonda Thomas on her cut, oh yeah, by going to rhondasings.com, rhondasings.com, to check out Miss Rhonda Thomas. And here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to bring you some Keisha Cole talking about I Remember. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Celebrating Miss Keisha Cole from 2007, I Remember. And we're going to leave you with, in the meantime, from Miss Mary J. Blige here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
In the meantime, what do you do when there's no one left but you and you're alone? How do you feel when the one you love doesn't seem real? Do you run or do you try to heal the hurt inside?
And we've come to the end of A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the Super Sisters of Soul for Women's History Month of March. We hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul, a mix to a soul music, at A Bowl of Soul on Twitter, and follow me on Facebook at A Bowl of Soul, a mix to of soul music. This is Professor T. Love. Remember, you are your brother's keeper. And remember, the most important thing to do in life is to love yourself and love one another. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.